Do you ever feel like manifestation is just another thing on your to-do list that you don't have time for? Like your spiritual practice is something that you have to do? Honestly, you're not alone because I felt that way too. Something that's really changed my relationship with manifestation is blending it into my lifestyle so that no matter what I'm doing, I'm also manifesting. I call this manifestation as a lifestyle, and it single-handedly made the entire manifestation journey more enjoyable for me, and I've seen my desires show up with a lot more ease. Manifesting as a lifestyle has made manifestation go from feeling like a task to something I just naturally do because it's who I am. If you'd like to learn more about this, I've created a step-by-step guide for you. I'll link it in my show notes so you can check it out. Hey, love, welcome to Affirm It Express, the mini series within the podcast that's all about giving you a quick spiritual boost. In each episode, I'll share affirmations or a quick tip to help you stay in your best energy. So let's get to the good stuff and affirm it together. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Affirm It Express. My name is Pyle, and today we're talking all about speaking your truth. This has been a topic that has been so interesting for me navigating recently because I feel like internally I have known my truth for a while. But I've struggled to actually like express it and share it forward. And I know exactly why. I've done a lot of work around it. And there's just random experiences that made me feel like it was unsafe or just not the best case scenario for me to actually speak my truth 24/7 in all different types of situations. And I've noticed that it was a personal kind of upper limit for me where I would speak my truth in certain situations on certain topics, but then I had a really strong boundary because I was like, I'm already outspoken. No need to put myself in a further kind of silo. So this one hits home for me, and these are some of the affirmations I personally used to help me really get to my next level that I'm currently working on. So the first affirmation is, it is safe for me to say what's on my mind. This is because I personally experienced like knowing exactly what I wanted and knowing internally what my heart said, but never actually having the courage or the safety to say it out loud. So if you internally have a thought, but you notice yourself filtering or quieting down, this affirmation will be really helpful. The second one is, I'm able to discern what is actually true for me. This one was when my truth and what my actual thoughts and beliefs and perspectives were kind of muddy, and I didn't actually know what was on my mind and what was true for me. So this is to help you really kind of sweep away the dust and get a really clear image of what is it that's your truth and what is the truth that you are craving to speak. And lastly, my voice is wanting to be heard and my words are powerful. This one is kind of self-explanatory where it's allowing yourself to really exercise the voice you have, your throat chakra, and realize that your words are meant to be heard and so is your voice, whether it's through spoken word, whether it's through writing, however it is, it's meant to be heard. So now let's go through together and repeat these affirmations together. It is safe for me to say what's on my mind. I am able to discern what is actually true for me. My voice is wanting to be heard and my words are powerful. It is safe for me to say what's on my mind. I am able to discern what is actually true for me. My voice is wanting to be heard and my words are powerful. And just take a second and put your hand on your throat and just notice if anything feels a little bit more vibrational, maybe a little bit more constricted or uncomfortable. It's a really powerful exercise to even just gently, it can be really uncomfortable. So very gently tap or even massage where your throat chakra would be. That's something I do sometimes when I'm struggling to speak up. And some people like play with their necklaces a lot. And sometimes that's a sign of like, you want to actually speak what's on your mind. So just notice the way you interact with that area of your body, even physically. And I hope these affirmations can help you speak more of your truth. All right. I will see you next week. Bye.